Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 1st, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Clyde. To kick off this week, we have even more details on Johnny Ive's departure from Apple. Apple announced last week that Ive will leave the company to form his own independent design firm, and now a new report from the Wall Street Journal shares more of the backstory on Ive's gradual departure. The report explains that following the announcement of the Apple Watch in 2014, Ive started to drift away from Apple. In 2015, he was promoted to Apple's chief design officer, but the purpose of that role was actually to leave him with fewer day-to-day responsibilities at Apple. After the Apple Watch shipped in 2015, the report says Ive's enthusiasm started to wane from the perspective of employees under him, even to the point of not showing up for meetings or showing up many hours late, but still not making conclusive decisions. Ive had apparently promised software design groups that he would hold design weeks every month, but he was rarely in attendance for those meetings. In 2017, Tim Cook reportedly asked Johnny Ive to restore his day-to-day responsibilities at Apple, but it didn't take long for Ive to again become disconnected, amplified this time by necessary trips to the UK to visit his sick father. The development of the iPhone X is said to have been especially rough internally at Apple, due in some part to Ive's inconclusiveness and lack of guidance for the design team. The report also explains that Johnny Ive grew frustrated with the changing direction of Apple and its heavy focus on operations. Ive was reportedly most frustrated as Apple's board became increasingly populated by directors with backgrounds in finance and operations instead of Apple's core values in technology and related areas. The report also offers some interesting details on Apple Watch. The over $10,000 Apple Watch edition, which was seen as a pet project for Johnny Ive, sold very poorly, the report says, leaving Apple with many unsold units. In total during its first year, the Apple Watch reportedly sold around 10 million units, about a quarter of what Apple had expected for the device. In other news, Apple has started rolling out support to play over 100,000 radio stations using Siri on iPhone, iPad, and HomePod. This feature was marketed as coming with iOS 13 this fall, and it's now available to users running the iOS 13 beta, as well as the current public version of the HomePod operating system. Apple says that it's sourcing from TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com, so this means there should be a decent selection of top stations available to play across all genres. On iOS 13, radio playback is controllable through the Music app, and you can search for stations by name in the Search tab. Played stations appear as items in the Recently Played section of the Music app, so if you want to find something you've listened to in the past, you can do so very quickly. You can also tell Siri on iPhone, iPad, and HomePod to play a particular station, but you'll have to be sure to include something like radio station in the query, or else Siri will default back to Apple Music content. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Clyde. We're big Slack users here at 9 to 5 Mac, and the folks at Clyde have just launched a new product for teams that use Slack just like us. The new product integrates with your Slack team and messages your users directly when their Mac, Windows, and Linux devices are not meeting your security policies. Your users will receive clear instructions about what is wrong and step-by-step instructions on how to fix it, and they can even confirm in real time that they have resolved the problem directly in Slack. Keep your users in the loop and make them a part of the security team by going to Clyde.com. That's K-O-L-I-D-E.com, or use the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Clyde for sponsoring this week's episodes of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Over the weekend, Apple confirmed to repair staff that it has identified an issue with the main logic board in a very small number of 2018 MacBook Air models. Apple is emailing customers with machines with the affected serial numbers. Otherwise, customers can take their machine to Apple stores or an authorized repair center to have their devices checked out. Apple's documents list symptoms as issues with power, but they don't elaborate on what exact problems users are experiencing. When the 2018 MacBook Air first launched, some users reported issues in powering their devices up, so it could be that this new repair program is related to those issues. For affected users, Apple will offer this repair program for 4 years from the original purchase date. Apple will also replace the logic boards free of charge for all affected customers. Lastly, a report from Business Insider has detailed some of the early problems plaguing Apple News Plus publishers. The report says that Apple originally projected that publishers would earn 10 times the revenue they made from Texture during just the first year of Apple News Plus. Thus far, however, Apple is said to be nowhere near that target, with one publisher saying that revenue is 1/20th of what Apple had promised. Publishers have also expressed concerns about the design of Apple News Plus and have said they want Apple to make it easier for them to convert their magazine content for the app. Publishers also want Apple to encourage users to spend more time in a given publication, since publishers are paid based on the amount of time users spend reading their content through the Apple News app. For its part, Apple has reportedly told publishers that it's working on making the product more intuitive for users while also addressing those publisher-side concerns. A specific focus of Apple's is helping users better understand what content in the News app is free and what content is locked behind the Apple News Plus subscription. Not all publishers are convinced, however, with some saying that they don't think Apple is putting their full weight behind Apple News Plus. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Clyde for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9 to 5 Mac, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.